We'd been walking so far, where the houses lean together on cobblestones not made for my high heels. As we drifted along, slowed down by the weather, no need to talk about the way that summer feels. We went in through a doorway to a rundown bar beneath the ground, to a place that the sun has never been. Coming in from the day to the darkness and the shadows, the feeble lights could not dispel the gloom. Slowly making our way, we found an empty table. The winter seemed to live inside this room. This Copenhagen cavern, a rundown bar beneath the ground, a place that the sun has never seen. Between the tables, with a vacant look and thinly braided hair, she was all of 16, straight from a Dickens fable. She was pleading for some money for her fare. The Copenhagen waiter wanted her back on the street, but some impulse made us offer her a chair. As I started to speak, I sensed a strong emotion. She said, "I am from Northern Norway too." She had come for a week, a journey with her school friends, but a year had passed by before she knew. She said, "I come from Senja, a village on the outer coast, but the climate here affected me much more." Walking into the lane, looking back in through the window, the light of day now seemed a little strange. Would she leave for the train? Would she stay another winter? She moved between the tables, begging change. We'd been walking so far, through cobblestone back alleys. No need to talk about the way